There is strong reaction today to revelations about a blog purportedly from Syria that had captured worldwide attention. It turns out it was fiction. Gay Girl in Damascus ostensibly told the firsthand story of a lesbian named Amina Araf living in the Syrian capital. Last week, the blog told of Amina's kidnapping by Syrian security. Human rights activists sprang into action to try to help. At the same time, some journalists and social media experts, including here at NPR, started to get skeptical, and they discovered that the blog's author is, in fact, an American man named Tom McMaster.
I feel awful.
McMaster has posted an online apology, and he expressed regret when he talked with NPR today.
If I were in the Syrian government right now, I would be pointing at myself as Exhibit A for see how these foreigners are trying to malign our country. And I wasn't intentionally trying to do that.
Nonetheless, activists say he has undermined their cause. And for a reaction from one of them, we reached Wissam Tarif. He runs the human rights group Insan, based in the Netherlands.
I felt angry and a little bit disappointed, especially that we have spent a lot of time trying to investigate this issue, and we invested a lot of resources in it.
What kind of resources?
Well, just investigating a case and trying to identify someone who is in detention in Syria. A girl was reported to be detained just 2 days before the Amina story breaks in media that she was arrested in Damascus. And we thought that this girl is Amina. It took us quite some time to identify the real name. So we were misled. We spent around 4 or 5 days going totally in the wrong direction. And when we do that, the person who is in custody still runs the risk of being tortured, detained, etc.
Now, Tom McMaster, the creator of this fake blog, says that he doesn't believe that he harmed anyone. You're saying, though, there were very real risks, not just a waste of time, but there were very real risks and people were put in jeopardy.
Of course. And one more thing, like, we're talking about Syria. We're talking about the Arab world. We're talking about this transformation, these revolutions are not only about changing regimes and changing governments about democracy. There is a social process that is happening. LGBT people, in addition to the oppression, they also suffer another kind of discrimination for their sexual orientation. And then when a blog starts, which ends up being a hoax, and that also compromises the LGBT community to different kinds of risk and compromises their credibility and their own cause and their own struggle.
Are you concerned, though, that this hoax that you're talking about will cause people to doubt much of the what you would consider to be solid, reputable information that's coming out of Syria, that this will be a taint on the kind of work that you do?
I'm not concerned about that. I think at the end of the day, there's an uprising going on. There's a revolution. There are people being killed. One story, this hoax will not affect a revolution by the people. We should put this story behind us and continue focusing where we should do.
Does this, do you think, Mr. Turi, feed into the Syrian government's line, which is that the dissidents are not to be believed, the reports coming out from on these blogs are untrue, and this is all sort of part of a Western plot to discredit Syria?
Well, the regime is that desperate, and yes, they will try to use this story. But at the same time, we should not forget that this very same regime is not allowing access to journalists into the country. And I think Syria's worst nightmare is the unknown, is because what we know is very little. There's a lot of what we don't know happening in Syria.
Wissam Tarif, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Wissam Tarif is executive director of the human rights group Insan. And you can hear more of NPR's interview with Tom McMaster, who admitted to creating Gay Girl in Damascus. That's at the Two-Way blog on NPR.org.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.